This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I recently read the story of a young student nurse. Now, this lady was a dedicated Christian, and in her professional work, she tried to see each patient through the eyes of Jesus. In other words, for her, it wasn't just a job looking after people and attending to their needs when they were ill or sick. But she saw it differently. She saw it as a mission of helping people who were sick or in need of care. Now, there's nothing unusual about that. I'm sure there are lots of nurses who see their work through that particular way. But then she met Eileen, and Eileen was one of her first patients. Remember, this was a student nurse, and Eileen's condition was critical. She had actually suffered a cerebral aneurysm, and this was a broken blood vessel in the brain. And this left Eileen with no conscious control over her body, and the young nurse was assigned to care for her. So this was a particular challenge and a very difficult one because Eileen was totally unconscious. She wasn't able to feel pain. Of course, she couldn't speak to the nurse or anyone else. And she really wasn't aware of what was going on around her. And every 2 hours, she was turned in bed to avoid the bed sores that people would get, of course. And twice a day, she was fed through a stomach tube. So here was a very heartbreaking situation. You could just imagine what it was like. Other nurses spoke to this student nurse, and they were trying to give her advice and probably trying to equip her to deal with this situation every day. In fact, they said, what you have to do is detach yourself emotionally from the patient. But the nurse felt that she really couldn't treat this person like a thing. After all, he was a human being. So she decided to talk to Eileen, to sing to her, encourage her. She even brought her little gifts, and this was in America. So one Thanksgiving day, she spoke to her, even though it was her rostered day off. The phone rang that day, and as she turned away to answer it, she looked back, and there she saw the patient looking at her crying. There was a big damp circles covered the pillow, and she was shaking all over. And this was the only human emotion that Eileen ever showed. But it was enough to change the whole attitude of the hospital staff towards her. It wasn't long after this, sadly, that Eileen died. But for this Christian nurse, this was part of life that she would never forget. And in sharing this story, she said, I kept thinking about Eileen. It occurred to me that I owe her a lot. She said, except for Eileen, I might never have known what it's like to give myself to someone who can't give back. Now, I think there's a powerful lesson in that story. You know, our society says we shouldn't give unconditionally. You know, only give when you know you'll get something back. That's the mood of today. Let's remember, though, that giving of yourself is very fulfilling and a very exciting process because we always gain what we give and we are never the poorer because God, our Heavenly Father, gives us 24 hours in each day to do something valuable for Him, and that will mean helping others without expecting any return or favor. And just like the student nurse and Eileen, God tells us in His Word that our lives don't depend on what we own, on our possessions. What really matters is our relationship with others. So we like to control our time and our money and our things. And when we build our lives around giving to others and not expect anything back, that time and energy actually becomes the gift that God has given us. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 11:25, a wonderful verse here, a generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And the Bible says somewhere else, it's more blessed to give than to receive. You've heard the old saying, when you put something, or what you put into something is what you get back. So let's know that God knows what you've done, and He will definitely bless you. Matthew 25:40 says, the king said, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. Well, Father God, you know everything. You have the ability to know what we're doing. You remain unchangeable, Lord. Your plans and thoughts are really not our thoughts. So, Lord, I pray that you'll lift us up and know the joy of knowing you and the deep love you have for us. And help us, Lord, to give without wanting to get back in return. Help us to learn that lesson, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.